Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, it is going to be cloudy. We will have a high of about 42 degrees. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha with 37, 34 in Burlington, Milwaukee 36, also 37 degrees in Racine. Supporters and opponents of allowing chickens on residential properties in Caledonia making their feelings known to the village board last night, including a few citizens who currently have some birds. Cindy Prattarelli has been told to get rid of her 11 hens by next Monday, but said there are advantages to raising chickens, including as a food source, and more than 400 petitioners agree the ordinance should be changed.
Annual income is $60,000 to $80,000 and are willing to invest hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, just as I did. If this was simply to make money selling a few eggs, it's clear this would be a poor investment. Instead, these are folks who want to live a more sustainable, organic lifestyle and may have kids they'd like to educate where food comes from and teach responsibility for care and upkeep.
Jean Howe said that if people want chickens for food or pets or whatever, go somewhere that allows them.
I can see this lady with the almost 2 acres. You know, there should be maybe a little bit of flex that way, but when it's a quarter acre or something like, why should they be having chickens next door? People that go to have an apartment and have to give up their pets that they dearly love because they have to downsize, they do that.
This isn't the first time Caledonia's been confronted by chicken enthusiasts, but Licensing Committee Chairman Kevin Wongard is firm at this point against changing the ordinance. Supporters will bring the issue to the full village board for consideration in the near future. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Equal Rights Division this past summer dismissed a fair employment law violation claim by former Caledonia Police Sergeant Robert Kittle, who then filed a complaint about age discrimination with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which last night led to a closed-door agreement by the village board on a confidential settlement. The now 53-year-old Kittle retired, claiming there had been internal efforts to try to force him out as part of what his complaint listed as a harassing and hostile work environment. Last night, the board unanimously supported the confidential settlement of the claim, a step short of a lawsuit and which could have been filed had that claim been denied. A former Racine Youth prison guard who rarely took no for an answer from his love interest is going to be spending some time on the other side of the bars. In Racine County Circuit Court, 45-year-old William Crockett got both prison and jail time for harassing women with lewd phone calls and text messages. Two of the victims, female law enforcement personnel. Assistant Racine County DA Rebecca Summers telling Judge Michael Biontek she doubted the sincerity of Crockett's apologies.
This is a person who has no concept of what he's done. No regard for what he's done, no care for who he has traumatized and how he has traumatized them. Over and over and over, it's excuse after excuse after excuse.
Biontek making it clear he sided with the prosecution's view of the case, said there was something dramatically wrong, his words, and Crockett's attorney said this his client had some anger issues and let things get out of hand, arguing for probation. Judge Biontek gave 18 months of state prison time, 9 months of confinement in jail. A driver who led a couple of Caledonia police officers on 3 high-speed chases this past weekend was in court on Monday. Court documents indicating one officer tried to pull over a car with a revoked plate for an alcohol-related offense. Driver sped up to 90 miles per hour before stopping on 6 Mile Road. The officer was then talking to the operator, who drove off, nearly running the officer's foot over, and that started another chase up to 115 miles per hour. Officer lost the vehicle. A second officer, though, spotted it, gave pursuit over to Prince Drive where it ended. 31-year-old Dwight Wilson Jr. facing his second OWI offense, plus recklessly endangering safety, fleeing police, operating with a revoked license, and obstructing. Oh, and a Racine man, 46-year-old Antonio Araballo, is facing a 5th OWI charge. He reportedly got involved in a minor incident Sunday afternoon, then left the scene. He's 46 years old, 2 children in the car with him at the time, according to police. The other driver involved in Ohio near Washington Avenue, following Araballo's car to an address on Green Bay Road and then calling police. Arguably one of Racine Unified's most complex and comprehensive plans to prepare students for their futures in life, including job readiness, the Board of Education got updated on the high school transformation plan, which features academies and pathways. That plan based on a successful model in Nashville. Dan Thielen, RUSD's chief of secondary school transformation, indicating these academies, once they take hold, will become adaptive to needs.
These academies and pathways aren't going to become stagnant. They become very fluid over the course of time in terms of what's out there for industry standard, in terms of what's out there for certifications for students, what is taking place with our post-secondary institutions as well.
Superintendent Lolly Haas said that it won't be perfect the first year, in her words. Meanwhile, Dennis Weiser questioned enough training time and resources, remembering past problems when he supervised student teachers for Parkside with block scheduling.
I mean, I can tell you probably 3/4 of the teachers I supervised at the high school level were doing block schedule. None of them were doing it anything resembling proper education or appropriate use of the time. My concern on our end of the fence is if we're going to go into block scheduling and we're hoping to pull it off by next September, I don't see that we're going to have the resources for staff support, staff training, curriculum development.
The High School Academies program launches next fall, linking education to real-world experiences, including local businesses and professionals, the exploration opportunities beginning in middle school. One of Kenosha County's longest-serving supervisors has decided not to seek re-election, while a city alderman's decided to run for that job. 8th District Supervisor Ron Johnson, going to complete his 32nd year as County Board Supervisor in the spring, says he's ready to retire at 86. Johnson also serving on the City Council before being elected to the County Board. Alderman Steve Bostrom filing a declaration of non-candidacy yesterday with the city. He's decided to run for the County Board in that 8th District. Bostrom says it was just time for a new challenge after 6 years with the city. Two other Kenosha County Board Supervisors not going to be seeking re-election. David Arrington, Aaron Kohlmeyer, Arrington filing paperwork to run for the Kenosha Unified School Board. And it'll be a few more weeks before the Kenosha City Council debates a proposed change to the big box ordinance, which would allow even larger commercial developments in more spaces. Mayor Keith Bosman did not attend last night's meeting, did send a request to the alderman to postpone the discussion. Keith Rosenberg requested that delay as well, taking note of the change to allow such development on Sheridan Road. That would likely have, he said, the biggest impact on his district.
From Summers all the way down, there's no place in this city that you can build a 150,000 square foot building except in District 9 on Sheridan Road without tearing down a lot of buildings. And that's the reason I'm surveying my neighbors and trying to find out if they would be in favor of this ordinance change or not.
Alderman voting unanimously to postpone that debate until the first meeting in January. WRJN.com. That is our webpage and our newscaster there. Whenever you want, just go into the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.